Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance of rain showers with fog and spots early today. Otherwise, ample sunshine expected. High temperatures reach up to 56. Northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 36. Tonight, mainly clear skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
Kansas Middlebury Pinneberg News. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's officially election day as many people are getting ready to head to the polls, with polls officially opening at 7 a.m. today and going until 7 p.m. tonight before the polls close and the election numbers begin to roll in. However, if you have not been registered to vote, you will not be able to vote today, as that deadline to register in the state of Kansas was back on October 15th. KSN News reports that there are nearly 20 states around the nation that do have same-day voter registration, where you can register and vote on the same day, but Kansas is not one of those states. Early voting in the state of Kansas did start the next day on Wednesday, October 16th, with unprecedented levels of early voting that's happened for the past 2 weeks before Election Day. If you are in line by 7 p.m. tonight, the polling places cannot turn you away, but you must be in line by at least 7 p.m. when the polling places officially close. For a list of your local polling places to go and vote, you can go to the website for the Kansas Secretary of State or your local election office.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team, the first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
As we get into the trifecta of the holiday season for the end of the year, Humankind Ministries kicked off their Operation Holiday for 2024, saying that they are taking basic needs, including food, blankets, children's coats, pet food, and more, for those in need around the state of Kansas.
Today we're at the Operation Holiday Warehouse.
I'm just talking soups, the grains, whatever they need.
We've got lots of volunteers here who are preparing for distribution.
I just heard that it was a lot of fun, and I know that we're helping people.
So they're getting the food ready.
I used to have to come through and get some of this stuff, and I know it really helps, so I want to be able to help some more families.
I feel like I'm giving back.
I think this is a really great cause, and I just felt like they could use my help.
Growing up in Wichita, it means a lot to give back with Humankind Ministries through Operation Holiday, through our shelters, everything like that, because I've seen the impact.
I'm just trying to get all this food on here because I don't want Jazz to catch up to me.
I am responsible for the fruit.
I'm just enjoying folding boxes.
Mid-American Network News.
Ever thought about what kind of curveball Mother Nature might throw our way? Don't worry. Blue Valley Insurance is here to lend a hand. Whether it's hailstorms damaging your crops or strong winds causing trouble, our crop insurance has got you covered. It provides compensation for crop loss due to damaging weather conditions like hail, and we offer wind coverage too. Swing by one of our Blue Valley Insurance locations in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's officially election day across the state of Nebraska, as many are predicting major voter turnouts across the state, with the Nebraska Secretary of State, Bob Evnen, saying that he predicts a near 72% statewide voter turnout for the election throughout the day today. According to the Nebraska Examiner, according to the Secretary of State's office, they say they base that on early voting, along with the turnout trends that they've seen in past general elections, where they say back in 2020, they saw a 76% voter turnout in that race. According to the press release from yesterday, they go on to say the county election officers have done what they call a, quote, remarkable job of helping early voters cast their ballot securely, saying, quote, Nebraskans continue to fulfill the new voter ID requirement before voting, and we expect that to continue through Election Day. Overall, there are more than 1.264 million registered voters in the state of Nebraska. And so far, as of Monday, Evnen says that there were 332,000 registered voters that have already successfully cast their ballots.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week unanimously approved a motion to accept sealed bids for a six-acre tract of county-owned property in East Marysville that was designated for construction of a new jail facility. Following publication for 2 weeks, commissioners have the option to accept or reject any bids received. Another motion was approved unanimously to purchase 2.5 lots across the street from the current county jail at a cost of $35,000, funded through the Capital Improvement Fund. Washington County has scheduled a tax sale December 2nd at 1 p.m. As many as 10 parcels may be sold if not redeemed by paying back taxes before that date. Bidder registration will open November 18th and close a week later. Nemahal County Commissioners last week continued discussion as to establishment of a Zoning Exploration and Educational Committee with a focus as to how best represent all portions of Nemahal County. General election is Tuesday with polling locations open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. There are no local contested races in Marshall County, with local and state challenges decided at the primary election in August. Voters will decide if or not to extend for another 5 years a countywide half-cent sales tax toward operations at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville. At the 6 polling locations in Marshall County, the Health Department Tuesday will be offering COVID and flu vaccines as part of a national vote and vax initiative. 6 polling locations will also be open Tuesday in Washington County. Incumbent 2nd District Commissioner David Wilbrandt has filed as a write-in candidate, challenging Arthur Shuttle, who defeated Wilbrandt in the primary. KNDY will air election results, including local, state, and national coverage, Tuesday evening. Polling locations in Nebraska will be open Tuesday for the election, 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Marysville Kiwanis continue the tradition of their annual Election Day pancake feed, serving 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. Tuesday at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Kansas Talking Books, part of the State Library of Kansas, will visit Marysville Wednesday, November 6th, and will be at the Marysville Public Library from 10:30 until 1:30, and will visit the Helvering Center from 11 until noon. Learn more about Kansas Talking Books, a part of the State Library of Kansas, with visits in Marysville Wednesday, November 6th. Warren H. Wimpy Blasky, age 79, of Lynn, passed away. Graveside service Thursday, 10:30 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery, Randolph. Visitation Wednesday, 4 until 8. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Warren Wimpy Blasky. Joan D. Payshaw, age 94, of Hanover, passed away. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday begins at 4:30 at the church, with a rosary to follow at 7. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Joan Payshaw. Nancy J. Zuniga, age 67, of Centralia, passed away Thursday. Funeral services planned Friday, 11:30 at the Centralia Community Church West, in German Centralia Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 8 until 5:30. Family will receive friends Thursday, 5:30 until 7, at the Popkus Memorial Chapel of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Nancy Zuniga. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, French bread, green beans, lime pears, and cake. Tomorrow, a Polish dog with seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, peas and pearl onions, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some scattered rain showers possible early on today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Westerly winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly clear and calmer overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Staying sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. And a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy skies throughout Thursday, cooler with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then rain showers are possible throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Still some rain showers possible into Friday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid 50s. And more rain showers become likely into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still some rain possible into Saturday, otherwise cloudy and slightly warmer with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Then mostly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Then sunshine throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early November, 60. Record high on this date, 83. The average low, 36, and the record low, 14. Sunset 5:22, sunrise in the morning, 7 a.m. Overcast, might still be some mist in the air. A little bit of precipitation off and on didn't amount to a lot of accumulation yesterday. 50 degrees this hour. And that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 5th of November. It's general election day. Tune for election results this evening on KNDY. We'll begin updates in the 8 o'clock hour.
Hey, this is Morgan Reed. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. As an independent agent, I have access to multiple companies available throughout Kansas and Nebraska, helping community members that are on Medicare or will be soon. You can reach me at 785-727-4655 or find me at 815 Broadway in Marysville. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
NBA has a pair, NFL still has one. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Football's lone unbeaten stays unbeaten last night. Chiefs a 30-24 win over the Bucks in overtime. Kansas City winning the coin toss in overtime and then going 10 plays over 6 minutes for the win. Tampa Bay never touched the ball in OT, leading to questions about why coach Todd Bowles didn't go for two when the Bucks scored with a half minute to go in the fourth quarter.
We wanted to get it to overtime with the wet conditions on the field. We felt like we had to go in overtime instead of go for two. So we had our shots, you know, we lost the game.
Chiefs win it in overtime. They're 8-0, 14 straight wins dating back to last season. NBA, the Cavaliers are still unbeaten. They get 39 from Darius Garland, and they edge the Bucks 116-114. Cleveland matching the best start in franchise history at 8-0. Thunder 7-0. They roll the Magic 102-86. Thunder winning wire to wire. Jazz topped the Bulls by 9 for their first win of the season. Blazers outscore the Pelicans by 21 in the fourth quarter. They win by 18. Celtics roll over the Hawks by 30. Nuggets a 2-point win over Toronto. Nikola Jokic another triple-double. Kevin Durant with 35. Suns beat the Sixers by 2. College hoops, no trouble for the teams in the top 10 that began their seasons yesterday. Even the marquee matchup, number 6 Gonzaga, squeaking past 8th-ranked Baylor by 38.
I said it earlier, and I stand by it. 2 feet down, 10 toes down, Gonzaga has a chance to be a national championship team. They have the sides, they have the depth, they have the leadership, they have the poise, and they have the ability to execute. And the addition of Battle and Ajayi make this team different.
ESPN analyst Jay Williams. NFL news, Dak Prescott out for what could be multiple weeks with his hamstring injury. Saints fire coach Dennis Allen. Gerrit Cole will stay with the Yankees on his original deal. He had opted out of his contract over the weekend.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn.
Kansas State men's basketball season opener, 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off live tonight, AM 1570 FM 94.1.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. Stock futures were flat this morning ahead of the high-stakes presidential election. On Monday, the Dow fell 257 points to land back below 42,000. The S&P and NASDAQ each gave up about 0.3%. More than 7 weeks after walking off the job, 33,000 machinists at Boeing could be back at work Wednesday. The rank and file has accepted a new contract that includes a 38% pay raise over the next 4 years, but not the pension the union had been holding out for. Nintendo has cut its fiscal year forecast for sales and operating profit as demand for its aging Switch console fades. Investors are waiting for details of a successor to the Switch. They're hoping that'll re-energize Nintendo's gaming business. And Election Day food deals are here. Shake Shack and Wendy's are throwing in free burgers on qualifying orders. Krispy Kreme is giving away free donuts. And Uber, Lyft, and Starbucks are all offering discounts of their own. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
National, state, and local election coverage begins in the 8 o'clock hour at 20 and 40 past each, and a service of the Citizen State Banks.
Good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, good morning. What's the latest?
Well, friends, Mexico has bought more corn in the last month than I think we can ship. They're shrewd buyers, kind of like the Chinese. They know it's harvest time. During harvest, that's the cheapest prices you can get. They're loading up. The two countries both need each other. And boy, are we taking in a good amount of dollars that we need so desperately for our farm people by selling them all the corn that they want. We've got a couple of other interesting things. USDA released their first condition rating for the 2025 U.S. winter wheat crop. That's the one I've been showing you planting out there at the Ponderosa. They do not like what they see. It's the lowest prediction. Well, second lowest condition since they've been keeping record. That's right. The old drought continues to hang on. Even though it was broken on the Ponderosa this week, I got to tell you, 3 to 4 inches of rain around a south central Kansas. I don't know how far out it reached. And what a welcome sight. We had water in places that we didn't know we could get. And so consequently, we're really happy with that storm. Thank goodness for that. In the meantime, right quickly, the average daily close of the December corn futures contract, very important for the insurance companies, $4.16 for corn and $10.03 a bushel for soybeans. Needless to say, very important dollar payment coming from the insurance companies. Hey, folks, thanks for being with us today. See you on the next Steckline Report.
The idea of purchasing a new livestock, grain, or utility trailer is a major one. Take stress out of the picture by visiting BlueValleyTrailers.com to browse the Midwest's largest selection of Titan, H&H, Wilson, Sharp, and Travelong trailers. From your home or on your phone, visit BlueValleyTrailers.com to find specifications, pricing, and accurate pictures of the exact trailer you're planning to buy. With sales and service unmatched, find Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or give them a call at 785-363-2224.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Producers commonly bale their corn stalks to feed or bed their livestock. However, K-State Extension agronomist Logan Simon says removing too much crop residue from a field can leave them more susceptible to wind and moisture erosion. He shares the effects of this practice on topsoil and how to minimize loss after baling.
Anytime that we are removing some of that topsoil, we are going to reduce our soil productivity, keeping in mind that our topsoil really is where the majority of our organic matter is, a lot of our plant available nutrients. And sometimes that, especially on wind erosion, it can be pretty insidious in that we don't always notice the losses that we're seeing. And so when we think about prevention of soil loss, topsoil loss, we have seen that wind erosion and water erosion can be effectively prevented and limited by maintaining at least 30% ground cover or greater for water erosion and at least 50% for wind erosion.
Simon explains how baling corn stalks influences the soil nutrient cycle.
Something to keep in mind with nutrient uptake and partitioning in a crop like corn is that things like, say, our nitrogen and our phosphorus, we get a lot of removal in the grain with our harvest. So we're already removing quite a bit of that nitrogen and phosphorus. But the big consideration we really want to keep in mind for residue removal is that potassium. Most of the potassium taken up by a corn crop remains back in those stalks, and in that way recycles in our system. And so when we start baling corn stalks on a regular basis, we can pretty quickly bring down our soil test potassium levels to points where we have to think more about managing that fertility.
He discusses an alternative to baling that effectively uses crop residue while preserving soil health.
Another popular strategy is grazing. The benefit of cattle grazing is that we tend to see more selective grazing when we put cattle out there. We're going to mitigate how much of that corn residue we're actually removing, so we're keeping more of it out there to meet some of the water management goals, meet some of those soil erosion management goals. And the big kicker here is just that nutrient cycling that occurs when we've got cattle out there versus where we're taking those nutrients off in the form of baled stalks.
That was K-State Extension agronomist Logan Simon with soil considerations before removing crop residue. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention hunters, when you tag that deer this season, leave the processing to Circle P in Waterville. Appointment or not, call the store or text Alex at 785-706-1989. 7 days a week, after hours, and with a 4-day rush option, let Circle P process your deer. And through November, there are still openings for beef processing to stock up that holiday freezer with free delivery up to 50 miles from Circle P. This year, you work for the hunt. Let Circle P Processing in Waterville bag your tag. 7 days a week, call or text Alex at 785-706-1989.
There seem to be two kinds of people in this world, those who sleep with socks on and those who don't. We delve into that heated discussion on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 5th, the 310th day of the year. It is Election Day, and musician Brian Adams celebrates a birthday. During our natural sleep cycle, our core body temperature falls by a degree or two. It's why a cooler room is generally more comfortable for sleeping. But sleep specialists suggest, as contrary as it may sound, that wearing socks at night may improve your slumber. By helping to dilate blood vessels, they can improve circulation, which in turn helps redistribute the body's heat. It's worth a try if you have sleep issues. They can also help retain natural skin moisture to minimize cracking and drying. Be sure the socks are loose-fitting and comfortable. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats football team says that they are recovering after their loss over the weekend against Houston on the road, where they ended up losing 24-19, pushing the Wildcats back down to that number 22 slot in the national AP polls after jumping up to number 19 overall. Overall, the Wildcats are still sitting towards the top of the Big 12 Conference at the number 4 slot, sitting in 4-2 in conference play. They are 7-2 in their overall season so far. Houston is in the middle of the pack at 3-3 now in conference play. Tonight, it's all about the Wildcats as well on the basketball court, as they are starting off game number 1 of their regular season basketball season with the Wildcats at home taking on New Orleans. That tip-off at 7 p.m. tonight. Finally, on the women's side of the basketball court for Kansas State, they had their game number 1 of the regular season last night as they ended up winning over the Green Bay Phoenix with a 92-45 victory, sitting number 13 in the national polls. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Kansas Volleyball Association naming all tournament team players. In 1A Division II, Hanover sophomore Drew Bruna, juniors Katie Holly and Hallie Shale, and senior Hannah Juniman. From Lynn, sophomore Gretchen Bott. 1A Division I, Centralia's Hayden Kramer, a sophomore, and Owen Dieter, senior. In 2A, Valley Heights juniors Ava Smith and Mia Vermitten named to the Kansas Volleyball Association all tournament team. Replay of the state championship coverage, including pool play and finals for Hanover, Valley Heights, and Lynn, available for download on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our KNDY Facebook page. Diller Odell advances to the state tournament. They won the district finals over Nebraska Christian Saturday. Diller Odell is the 8th seed and will face top seed Southwest Thursday afternoon, beginning at 1 o'clock.
All the way to the goal in the throwdown.
Man.
He's open for three. Yes! Yes!
A Wildcat.
3 seconds to go. Scoop shot. Yes! And the buzzer.
The Wildcats claw their way onto the hardwood all season long.
Now goes back in. There's the lob and the throwdown.
Be a part of the Wildcat voyage right here on your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball. The K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Catch every K-State basketball game here on Classic Country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
Kansas State men's basketball season opener, 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off live tonight, AM 1570, FM 94.1.
KNDY.